Good morning. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And talking to us today is Jamie Ramsey, the director of the Riley County Senior Service Center. Jamie, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad to talk with you, Brandon. It's been a while. We had Liz Nelson, our activity director, kind of speak the last couple months. So glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about things at the Senior Center. For those that aren't familiar, 301 North 4th Street, that's where the Senior Center is located here in Manhattan. And, you know, a lot of things are kind of changing here. We're kind of getting back more to what we're used to, things opening back up. What is participation looking like at the Senior Center right now?
Well, it's kind of, like you said, we're in a transition period. You can see as people get they've completed their COVID vaccinations, that they're becoming more comfortable coming out and participating. And we see that both in our lunch numbers and in our programs. At this point, when you come into the facility, we require that you wear a mask, the physical distancing, but that kind of changes if they've had their vaccination. But we are asking that folks sign up for programs so that we can kind of somewhat control the number of people in those programs. But other than that, like I said, we've seen our lunch numbers start to go up. And next month we will be starting our exercise programs both in-house and online. They have been online for almost a year, 4 years. And so we're going to start that back because it does eliminate some people who aren't online. So we're excited to be able to offer that. We have also been, for our programs, for special programs, we've been recording those for folks if they want to watch it rather than come down to the center. So,
all right.
It's a learning process, but we're getting there.
Yeah, and it has been for everybody, that's for sure. And that's nice that will continue online in kind of a hybrid mode there, because I think that's probably been pretty well received, hasn't it?
It has been well received. And part of what, during this year, you know, for our folks, there have been changes. Mm-hmm. And some may not be driving anymore, and so they are really appreciative of having the exercise programs online. There are also people who have gotten into some bad habits and they're sleeping late. And so what they'd prefer to do is, if they'd like to do their yoga at 1 o'clock as opposed to 10. So that kind of, that builds in some flexibility for our members. And we're glad to do it. It works out.
All right.
But one of the things I wanted to let folks know is that this coming up Monday, April 9th at 6:30, we are having a parking lot concert. I'm hoping the weather will be nice. Yeah, so bring your own chairs, and the singers, live music, will be by Myron and Myla Snyder, and they do kind of 60s pop standards. So I think folks will enjoy that.
Great. That'll be fun. It's always an opportunity for some live music, and you know that'll be right up their alley there with some of the standards there, and good stuff.
Absolutely. And we have a speaker I think folks might want to come to next Friday, the 23rd at 1, and it's talking about how you create a dementia-friendly community. And that's Anna Biggins is going to come and talk about that. And as our community age, it's kind of important to consider how we make it safe and welcoming for folks who do have dementia. And then next Friday, Julie Gibbs is going to come down at 1 o'clock and from the Health Department and talk with us and kind of update us on what's going on in the community and how that impacts older adults. And one of the things I wanted to talk with her about was how many older adults does she think have already been vaccinated? Because that's going to impact on our programming.
Mm-hmm.
And how comfortable folks are coming down and participating in our activities.
Yeah, that'd be good information. And, you know, that is certainly an important topic. I know a lot of folks have been able to get vaccinated. But I don't think we've heard a breakdown on that specific number yet, but that'll be interesting to hear. I think the dementia-friendly communities thing is interesting because, you know, so many of us, I don't think, really pay attention to that too much until we know somebody that's affected by it. It's kind of unfortunate that that's how it becomes, but we don't seem to put too much thought into that until we have a loved one that has it.
Yeah, and for the caregiver,
mm-hmm.
There are caregivers who want to take their spouse, their parent, out in the community and want that to be, you know, want to feel comfortable doing that. And so we need to kind of talk about how we are welcoming for that person with dementia and for their caregiver. And the first Friday in May, Rob Ott is going from the Public Works, is going to come down and talk about those projects. I'm sure we all have things to talk with him about in terms of the road construction.
That'll be a fun conversation.
It will be. It will be. I think folks are making their list. So, and then we will be doing a series of programs on Friday through May, kind of recognizing veterans because we really didn't have that opportunity in November for Veterans Day. So we'll be talking with Gary LaGrange about his endeavor in soldier agricultural vocational education and kind of seeing that as a healing process and knowing that farmers are needing someone to take over their farms. A lot of times their kids aren't gonna stay. So that'll be a good discussion. And then Ron Atkinson will be here to talk about Veterans Administration. So that'll be good. And then we have a man who's going to come and talk about the life and times of Charles Lindbergh. And that'll be Charlie Halter. And that'll be, again, on a Friday, May 28th. And if folks, any of those programs sound interesting, they can just give me a call at the Senior Center at 537-4040, and we'd be glad to share with them that information. For our members, the main newsletter should be to them probably next week so they can make plans. And again, we are asking that you sign up for those programs so we can kind of gauge which room we need to put them in and how many people we need to set up for.
All right, very good. If I know we're getting towards the end of the K-State school year, and I'm sure you probably have some volunteers that may be taking off here for the summer. Is there some volunteer opportunities that people can sign up for right now?
We've been kind of careful about volunteers, but we can always find something, particularly in the meal program, if we need for them to come in the afternoon and do some assistance with them. I know that we had a lot of K-State students that came and helped us with our home-delivered meal program when our older adults, you know, were not comfortable making those deliveries. And it was really nice. It was really nice. But we will find something for them that is helpful and meaningful to them and to us. And again, they can just call down at 537-4040. Some of them are trying to finish up some volunteer hours for classes, and we can help with that.
All right. Very good. Well, Jamie, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and find out what's going on at the Senior Center. Hopefully, we'll get back to normal here very soon with everything.
We do. We do have hope. And thank you for the opportunity, Brandon. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Jamie Ramsey again, Director of the Riley County Senior Service Center here in Manhattan, our guest on In Focus.